I think the other thing would be, though, does it add more of a stable disease component? People a lot of times think of biologics in that respect.
Right. I am not a subscriber to that. First of all, I'm not convinced that there's a difference between, quote, biologics and cytotoxics, because when a biologic works well enough, cells die. And then we say, oh, it's got cytotoxic capability. And I'm a little worried that the idea of targeted therapy is so enticing and seductive that we give a little bit of affirmative action to the drugs that come under that rubric. My favorite definition of a targeted therapy is one that was given to me by Neil Rosen, one of my colleagues at Memorial. He said it's basically any therapy that was developed after 1998. A, because we know the targets of all the drugs. We know the target of thymidylate synthase is the target for 5-FU, and DNA cross-linking is the target for the platinums, and TOPO1 is the target for irinotecan. But B, because the promise of targeted therapy was that it was going to replace cytotoxics. We were going to look back at it like leeches and bloodletting and say, can you believe we used to give patients drugs like fluorouracil and irinotecan and oxaliplatin for colon cancer when now we have these benign targeted agents that are silver bullets and only hit the tumor and hit it very effectively? It didn't work. Targeted therapy failed for the most part, Gleevec being the glaring exception. And the fallback position really has been, if you can't beat them, join them. So the drugs didn't work well enough alone, and so now we add them onto the cocktail of combinations of cytotoxics, and we still carry all the toxicity of those old drugs with us. So that's an important perspective to maintain on these.